you cut up the grease, you know, you have slabs of fat that comes off of the hog, and you cut them up and render it out for your lard. The residual, which is the rind and a little bit of the fat, is called a cracklin. And so you peel the rind part off because it is tough, and cut that up into your cornbread, and you call it cracklin cornbread.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm sure that'll be of interest. What other things are added in around here to cornbread or any kind of
jalapeno peppers.
In that case, what is it called?
Jalapeno bread or Mexican cornbread.
Now,
they also put corn, either fresh corn when it's in season, or a can of corn, or frozen corn, along with your jalapeno peppers, and maybe a little pimento to give it color, and it's called a Mexican cornbread.
All right, now if you went to the store and bought a loaf of bread, what would you call that?
Like,
as opposed to, you know, something that you made at home.
Well, bought bread, you generally don't speak of it as bought bread now because everybody buys bread.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was growing up, we thought of a loaf of bread that was bought at the bakery was a real treat.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had had homemade bread until we were sick of it.
Now
I'm sick of the bought bread, and I enjoy the home bread, homemade bread.
What do you call a little, I guess you call it a pastry that's got a hole in it? And
donut.
All right. Now, are there any other names that you know of for donuts, or different shapes for them?
Not for a round. The donut is just a donut with a hole in it.
What if it doesn't have a hole in it? What is it called then?
Really, I'm blank on that.
Okay.
If it doesn't have a hole, well, no, I'm getting into fried pies now. That's not what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like donut dough.
Mm-hmm.
Is fried in deep fat.
Mm-hmm.
The fried pies are not particularly in deep fat. Can be, but
mm-hmm.
not particularly.
Mm-hmm.
And they're filled with fruit.
All right. Well, that's
some of the donuts that we get now that do not have a hole in it are filled with chocolate, or they're filled with pineapple or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all referred to as donuts.
Mm-hmm.
A filled donut. I guess that's what you would call it.
Okay. What about various names for it? Now, you mentioned, wheat cakes.
Corn cakes.
Corn cakes. What various kinds of designations and ways of preparing similar kinds of things can you think of?
On the griddle.
Right, on the griddle.
Well,
for breakfast, what would you have of that kind?
Well, I personally like the corn cakes because
mm-hmm.
I just mix up cornbread dough and put it on the griddle just like you would a stack of what do you call them? Blank right now.
Interested in. What do you call those?
Well, I'll think of it in a minute. It's like the giblets. Pancakes.
Okay.
Pancakes.
And would you say that's pretty pervasive around here? Not very many people call anything besides pancakes.
I don't think they do. There again, you get into the difference of the iron that you use to cook them, and then you have waffles.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you went to the store to buy flour, you might say, I bought 2 blank of flour.
2 pounds.
And what do you call the stuff that you use to make bread rise?
Yeast. Or a leavening agent, whatever. A leavening agent would be your baking powder.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I should have said
leavening.
That's what what are the two parts of an egg?
The yolk.